Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, April 8th, 2024. I'm Sarah Lane. Over the weekend, the New York Times followed up on a Wall Street Journal article that originally reported that AI companies, such as OpenAI, were not necessarily playing by the rules when gathering high-quality training data. An example was taking data from YouTube videos, which YouTube said was a violation of their terms. The NYT now reports that OpenAI developed its Whisper audio transcription model to transcribe over 1 million hours of YouTube videos to train its GPT-4, that's OpenAI's most advanced large language model. OpenAI reportedly knew this was legally in a gray area, but believed it to be fair use. But the Times sources say that Google itself also gathered transcripts from YouTube for its own training models and had its legal department tweak its policy language to expand what the company could do with consumer data, like within office tools like Google Docs. The Times reports that Meta also discussed unpermitted use of copyrighted works while working to catch up to OpenAI, considering steps like paying for book licenses or even buying a large publisher to own the data outright. On Monday, the U.S. Commerce Department announced it signed an agreement to give Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing, or TSMC's, U.S. subsidiary, TSMC Arizona, $6.6 billion in direct funding under the CHIPS and Science Act to set up semiconductor factories in Phoenix, Arizona, and provide up to $5 billion in loans. The CHIPS Act was signed into law in 2022 with an overall pledge of about $280 billion to boost domestic chip research and production in the U.S. As of now, around $52 billion has been set aside to subsidize domestic chip manufacturing. TSMC says it plans to build a third fabrication unit, in addition to the two being built right now with the new money, and will manufacture 2-nanometer or more advanced chips. On Sunday, Brazil Supreme Court Judge Justice Alexandra de Moraes opened an inquiry into Elon Musk over alleged obstruction of justice after Musk said he would reactivate accounts on the social media platform X that the judge had ordered blocked. Musk has said the restrictions are unconstitutional and has called on Moraes to resign. Neither X nor Brazilian authorities have disclosed which accounts were ordered blocked, and it wasn't immediately clear when the order was issued. Moraes responded on Sunday that Musk is leading into fake news on social media and said in a statement that if X fails to comply with the order, it will be fined 100,000 real or $19,740 per day. After the EU Commission fined Apple $2 billion and announced Apple has to do more to comply with the Digital Markets Act or DMA, on Friday, Apple updated its App Store guidelines. It's introduced music streaming services entitlements, designed to make it easier for music streaming apps to redirect users to an external website in the EU. Think letting them have a buy button. And also allow game emulators on its platform for the first time. Apple said of the new additions that retro game console emulator apps can offer to download games, but also says devs are responsible for all such software offered in your app, including ensuring that such software complies with these guidelines and all applicable laws. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman reports that Apple has discussed automating household functions and offering a revamped Apple TV set-top box with a built-in camera for FaceTime video conferencing and gesture-based controls, which patently Apple notes it covered in its 2016 patent report. This has been floating around for a while now. Gurman also notes that a low-end iPad could power something like a home smart display akin to an Amazon Echo Show or even Amazon's Astro robot. Actual new iPads in various configurations are rumored to be announced May 6th. Windows Central got a hold of an internal email from Microsoft showing that Xbox president Sarah Bond has set up a team to work on game preservation and forward compatibility so that all games can be played on future versions of Xbox hardware. Xbox has also become Diablo 4's most prominent platform since the game's inclusion into Xbox Game Pass. Spotify users in Australia and the UK are getting an AI feature of sorts that lets you create a playlist using a text prompt. Spotify suggests getting more creative than just saying play jazz and trying out more specific prompts like songs to serenade my cat or beats to battle the rise of the zombie apocalypse. An LLM takes your text and then uses that along with what the system already knows about your musical habits and preferences to create the playlist. You can refine your prompts after you see the playlist. You could say something like fewer slow songs or more angst. Spotify hasn't said which models it uses, only that it does use several. Reuters sources say that Tesla no longer plans to make the Model 2. That's the more affordable sedan EV expected to be in the $25,000 range. The sources also said Tesla wants to focus more on bringing a fully autonomous car to market that could be used as a robo-taxi. And finally, the northern German federal state of Schleswig-Holstein has completed a pilot project and decided to convert its government offices from using Windows and Office to using Linux and LibreOffice. The state operates about 30,000 computers, and it hopes to prevent the flow of public data from possibly being sent to third-party countries. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all headlines there as well. I'm Sarah Lane. Hi, thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.